Neither Bronze nor Brown Dragon has been able to get the old reptile to reveal anything about the source of power they sense. Fëanor looks around the chilly great hall full of cobwebs and observes that it seems unlikely for Ruatha Hole to have gotten this bad in just 10 turns of the seasons. He admits that Filar might be right that someone of the old blood lives, but it could as easily be a boy rather than a girl, and they need a girl to impress the queen when she hatches. His words do nothing to stifle the fire in Filar's eyes. As they continue to look around, Filar learns of more problems that have delayed the opening of rooms to the dragon riders. Backed up chimneys, trash blown in over the winter, and so on. He finds himself taking a liking to Lady Gemma, Fax's main wife, who he brought along on this trip, as she labors through pregnancy at an advanced age. Everyone knows Fax dislikes her and hopes she'll die in childbirth, which makes Filar dislike the man even more, especially when Gemma makes it clear she believes in the old ballads just as Filar does. She would have made a wonderful weirwoman, were she younger.